Today's story picks up right after Jesus miraculously feeds 5,000 people on a hillside. He led the disciples to the sea, told them to get on a boat, and then sent them off to the other side. Says, "I'll meet you over there. I need some time alone." Problem is, Jesus didn't check the weather. So Jesus goes up to the top of the mountain, spends some time in prayer, and watches as the storm rolls in. By nighttime, the boat and all the disciples on it are being battered by the rains and the winds, back and forth, seasickness inevitable. The wind is working against them at every moment. They spend the entire night battling this storm on the seas, getting no sleep, all while the leader who put them on the boat is far away, on a mountain they can no longer see through the stormy skies. They are hungry, they are weary, they are sleep deprived. And it's not until the early morning when Jesus finally shows up. The storm is still raging, but they begin to see this figure walking towards them, getting closer and closer. And this figure is the only still thing in sight. It's as if it's untouched by the raging winds, like the eye of the hurricane, the calm in the storm. The disciples think it's a ghost, because is there any other explanation when you've been up for 24 hours? So they cry out in fear. But this ghostly figure tells them loud enough to carry above the deafening winds and rains, "Take heart. It's me, Jesus. Don't be afraid. I know I showed up a little late, but you're good. I'm here now. I've got you." Obviously, they're not convinced. So Peter asks for some proof. "Lord, if it's really you, then command me to come to you on the water." Which is a striking question for two reasons. One, because there's a 50-50 chance he's going to have to walk on water in the middle of a storm. I feel like Peter did not fully think through that risk assessment. But I also think it's striking because Peter's request is designed around his own agency. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." It's not, "Lord, if it is you, come to me." It's not, "Lord, if it is you, prove to me who you are." It's not, "Lord, if it is you, tell me my maternal grandmother's middle name." It's, "Lord, tell me to come and I'll come. Tell me what to do and I'll do it." Now, whether this request comes from Peter's need to prove himself or if it's just a beautiful desire to be close to Jesus and to do the same things that Jesus does, we don't know. But the onus is on Peter. Peter is going to do it. Peter will make it to Jesus. Peter is going to walk on water and find out that it is him. So when Jesus tells him to come, Peter accepts his fate, climbs out of the boat, and begins walking on water. Let me remind you, in the middle of a raging storm. Has he lost his mind? Yes, yes he has. But he's very sleep deprived, and he's also very determined. He is going to reach his Lord. He is going to get to him and prove that it is Jesus. But as you heard, he can't get there. He doesn't make it to Jesus. At some point along his journey, he notices the wind, becomes aware of the utter insanity of what he's doing, and begins to sink. And as he's sinking, as he's recognizing the limits of his own capacity, as he's realizing that he will not make it to Jesus alive, he cries out, "Lord, save me." Which is ironic because he was walking to Jesus to prove that he was Jesus. But in his cry, Peter was already confessing that he knew it was Jesus. Peter already trusted that it was his Lord. And in his moment of desperation, in his moment of sinking, he cries out to the man he desperately needs to be Jesus, because he knows Jesus is the only one who can make it to him. In his crying out is a trust he didn't seem to have on the boat. And it is there where Jesus finds him, in the middle of the raging sea, crying out for help. In the moment, Peter can go no further. In the moment his will and determination fade away, in the moment when he faces the limits he thought he didn't have, this is when the hand of God reaches into the water and saves him. This is grace. This is the unbelievable, undeserved, overwhelming gift of grace. The hand that reaches out to you when you've reached your limit, when you thought you could do it all on your own and suddenly realize you can't. When the storm is overtaking you, when the winds are making you afraid, when you feel as if you are sinking, when you realize that every effort to save yourself and do it right and prove what you want to prove has dwindled under the weight of the storm, that's when grace catches you. That's when Jesus speeds across the sea, finds you on the raging waters, and pulls you out. Saves you from sinking. Now, I think it's important to remember that Peter did nothing wrong. He did not sin. His intentions were good. If Peter is anything, he is earnest. He tries so hard. But as he's sinking, he realizes that his trying, his working, his earnest attempt to make it to Jesus on the water will not save him. Only Jesus can do that. So Jesus finds him there, just as he finds you there, as you cry out, needing someone to rescue you. And it is there where you will miraculously find yourself in the arms of God, in the middle of the sea, in the middle of a storm. Something that's fun to wonder about is how Peter got back to the boat. Matthew doesn't tell us this detail of what happened after Jesus caught Peter. Did Jesus carry him back to the boat? Did Peter regain some faith and walk back hand in hand with his Lord? Did they just have some fun and go for a nice swim because they were already soaking wet? We don't know. We don't know how Peter responded to this gift of grace. We don't know what Peter needed in that moment. All we know is that they got into the boat. Together, Jesus and Peter. They traversed the rocky seas, winds beating against them, storm raging on, and made it back to a safe harbor, made it back to friends, made it back to a landing place where the winds finally ceased, and they could rejoice in the Lord who met them in the storm. You see, grace doesn't just catch us in the storm. It doesn't save us momentarily and then force us to figure out the rest on our own. Grace returns us back to wholeness. Grace gets us back to the boat, however we're able to get there, however wobbly the journey may be. It may take a while. longer than we had hoped or imagined, but the journey back will not be like the journey out, because we will not be alone. Jesus will be standing next to you, ready to catch you once again, never to let you sink into the raging waters. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything to earn it. Jesus just will not let you drown, even in the harshest and most brutal of storms. Again and again, he will reach out his hand and catch you and lead you back to the boat with grace upon grace upon grace. Thanks be to God.